Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ian Newton, the general manager with a flooring chain in Southern California called Flooring 101. Ian, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for spending time with us. Wanted to catch up with you on a couple of things. In addition to being general manager for a 7-store chain in Southern Cal, you're also on the board of the NFA. So I want to check in with you on that. But first, let's go back to the hat you wear every day. A lot of your business at this 7-store chain is residential replacement. I think you said between 75 and 80%. So tell us how the virus has affected your business.
Well, it's affected us in a lot of ways with having to furlough a good percentage of our workforce. And obviously, the retail traffic in the stores has dropped tremendously. So we change things around a little bit, working off a skeleton crew right now. And really, our main focus right now is servicing our existing accounts, which would comprise of contractors, multifamily, property management, you know, people that need service regularly, and then whatever other customers that we had before need to get their flooring installed. And we do have some traffic here and there. It's a little spotty, but some stores are busier than others.
Okay.
Seems like our stores that have inventory have fared better, you know, got more traffic.
Yeah. You're able to stay open, so governor's allowing that to happen?
We are. I mean, basically, the satellite stores are open by appointment only. And then, obviously, our distribution stores with the inventory and the stock, those are open because people are coming in all the time, mm-hmm. you know, loading up material, purchasing material, cash and carry.
So yeah.
A little different format, different areas, but we're trying to just work through what we're allowed to do and what we can do.
Yeah. Okay. So, and as far as the level of infected people, California, your area down there, is that a kind of a hotbed or is it?
No. No, it's minimal. Very minimal.
Minimal.
Thank God we haven't been affected that way too much at all.
That's good. All right. So let's check in on the NFA for a minute. You are the vice president, and yesterday the decision was made, and you let all the members and vendors know via letter that the Cabo spring meeting, which originally had been set for March and then was moved to May with all hopes that things would clear up, you finally decided just to cancel that overall, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I mean, it made a lot of sense, and I think Jason made the right call along with the board that, you know, even if we were allowed to travel and we could do it in May or June, our real focus is obviously getting our infrastructure put back together and, and you know, getting our stores, you know, working again. So wouldn't have been a good time to go away. Would love to see everybody, and it's a tremendous blow not to have that connection with everybody and see everybody and do what we normally do as far as sharing ideas.
Well, especially in these times, because it's during trying times that you want to know how people are making decisions and what they're doing to get through all this, right?
Yeah. Funny you ask that, because tomorrow we actually have two calls. Deb DeGrasse, DeGrasse Interiors in Michigan, she put together a call for the group that we're going to participate in, actually two calls, where we will actually have 2 minutes each to share ideas and let everybody know what we're doing, kind of like our 2-minute drill that we do at our meetings at the beginning, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
And we're going to, I think it's going to be based on that sort of format, which is really exciting. So we're going to do that tomorrow.
All right. Did you divide it in two just because there's 43?
Yeah. That and also the time zones, too.
Okay.
One's 9 o'clock Eastern, and the other one, I believe, is at noon Eastern.
I see. I got you. Okay. And another thing that Jason said in his letter that went out yesterday is that of the 43 members of the NFA, this has affected different members different ways. With some of them, business is almost as good as it had been, and yet others, it's been devastating. So what do you think is the difference between those that are doing well and those that aren't?
It's obviously, it's geographical, where they're located, what city they're in, and the actual population has been affected by the virus.
Yeah, okay.
And also on the state, what their state is mandated or what they're doing. So I think wherever there's guys that are okay as in states that are not as far affected, and obviously the ones that are, they're harder hit, especially in the bigger cities.
You know, in the course of the last month, I've interviewed several NFA members, and as you're saying, it's a mixed bag.
For us, the saving grace has been our inventory. I mean, we're selling, seems like we're selling more inventory than ever right now. So that's really paid off.
I know you're going to have this meeting tomorrow. How long this is going to last? What is the consensus with the group?
My thing, it's got to open up in May. I don't think we can take this much longer,
yeah,
both mentally and financially. I was hoping May 4th, here in California, but sounds like it may be pushed to May 11th. We'll be ready. I think it's just a matter of how it's going to be eased up, and same thing for our businesses. How are we going to start putting all the bricks back together?
Yeah.
How fast and who and what and when?
Are you making plans now for, there's still going to be the risk of infection, and so are you going to have like hand sanitizers at the door? And
yes, we clean our stores about three times a day, the ones that are open right now. You have to. The guys have masks, and they're doing all the precautions they can, and everybody that's come in has pretty much expected to see that. So it's going to be a different shopping environment, and I feel that's going to continue for quite a while. It's going to be the new norm.
All right, so for the NFA's next meeting, you know, the Cabo's been pushed off until the fall of next year. Where is the NFA meeting in the fall this year?
In Savannah, Georgia, in September.
Okay. All right. Well, look forward. Hopefully we'll make it to that one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
All right. Well, hang in there. It's great to talk to you. I've been talking to Ian Newton, the general manager with Flooring 101 in Southern California. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.